KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 30 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our low for the past 24 hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weather forecast for today, cloudy and windy with a high right around 30 degrees. Winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Currently a wind chill of 16 degrees. In the news, a report was released Friday from the state medical examiner's office with regard to a fatal airplane crash that took place on November 9th. Officials say all four victims of the crash died from multiple blunt force injuries in the setting of carbon monoxide toxicity. A distress call from a person on the plane said those on board had thought the pilot, 49-year-old Edward Ralph Anderson of Lamar's, suffered from a heart attack. A student pilot on the plane attempted a landing at the Guthrie County Airport near Guthrie Center, but the plane dropped off the radar. The wreckage wasn't found until 6:30 the next morning in a cow pasture southwest of Guthrie Center. In addition to the pilot, 36-year-old Patrick Kellen and 15-year-old Samantha Clark, both from Lamar's, and 28-year-old Tyler Duvia of Merrill died in the crash. That accident remains under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. Police in Clarinda early Friday afternoon arrested a man in connection with an incident of arson at around 12:45 p.m. Officers arrested 37-year-old Andrew Jackson Pays of Clarinda on a warrant of arrest issued by the District Court of Iowa in Page County for arson in the second degree, a Class C felony. Pays was arrested without incident at 317 West Clark Street. He was booked into the jail and released from custody after posting bond in the amount of $10,000. He is suspected of setting a fire on Sunday, November 11th. At 317 West Clark Street, where he was living. The home sustained considerable fire and smoke damage. The investigation into the fire was conducted by the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office, Bureau of Arson and Explosives, the Clarinda Fire Department, and Clarinda Police Department. Reports concerning the incident have been submitted to the Office of the Page County Attorney for review regarding the filing of formal charges. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup and Chief Deputy Steve Owen announced Friday that the Fremont County Public Health Team provided the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with three more AEDs. Those are automated external defibrillators that will be placed in deputies' vehicles. The Fremont County Public Health Team had previously purchased five AEDs for the Sheriff's Office, and they saw how great of an asset the AEDs are for public safety. Astrup said, "We will now be able to equip all of our patrol deputies with AEDs and already have one mounted in their new facility." The Fremont County Public Health Team works on grants for public health and safety with the State of Iowa Emergency Preparedness Group. Numerous law enforcement agencies are currently participating in a special traffic enforcement program, or STEP, from now through November 25th. Deputies and officers will be on the lookout for unsafe drivers, equipment, and moving violations. The goal is to keep our roads as safe as possible over the Thanksgiving travel period. Authorities will be specifically on the lookout for seatbelt violations, child restraint violations, speeders, reckless drivers, and drivers under the influence of alcohol or narcotics. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says whether you're driving across the street or across the country to reach your Thanksgiving feast, it's imperative to wear your seatbelt as you travel. Increased traffic brings an increased possibility of a traffic crash. Well, from November 23rd through December 20th, the Page County Sheriff's Office is taking gift requests for Operation Blessing. The Sheriff's Office program will cover children and the communities of Shambaugh, Brattyville, College Springs, Yorktown, Coyne, Blanchard, Northboro, and Hepburn, as well as the rural areas of Page County. Ages of children covered by the program are from birth to 15 years of age. The request must come from a parent or guardian of the child and can be called into the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or reported in person by the parent or guardian at the Page County Sheriff's Office at 323 North 15th Street in Clarinda. Each child will be given a first and second choice, and it's suggested that a toy and clothing be requested. Operation Blessing was started in the mid-1980s by the Page County Reserve deputies to ensure that every child in the rural areas of Page County has the opportunity to receive a gift at Christmas. It's continued every year for 30 years. This year, the Sheriff's Office and Reserve Program will continue the tradition of ensuring that children in Page County receive a gift for Christmas. Anyone wishing to donate to the Page County Sheriff's Office Operation Blessing Program can either stop by the Sheriff's Office during their business hours or mail monetary donations to the Sheriff's Office at 323 North 15th Street in Clarinda. The zip code down there is 51632. Monetary donations are taken year-round at the Sheriff's Office. And the Sheriff's Office will again this year be delivering the gifts to children. That'll take place on December 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. The date depends on staffing availability, call load, and, of course, the weather. The Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said Friday that food donations from the Cass County Democratic Party's food drive have been delivered to the Anita Food Pantry and Cumberland's Care and Share Food Pantry. Pam Miller and Mary Kay Greenwald accepted the donations on behalf of their respective organizations. Telly said she wants to thank the community for once again supporting the food drive. You always come through for the needy in Cass County. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or AIDA, board on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to two companies for job creation and expansion projects. The awards will assist in the creation of 144 jobs and will result in $36 million in new capital investment for the communities of Atlantic and Nevada. Elkhart Plastics of Iowa Incorporated, a subsidiary of Elkhart Plastics Incorporated, formerly Plastics Professionals, was given tax breaks via the High Quality Jobs Program, or HQJ, to support a $1 million expansion of the Elkhart Plastics plant in Atlantic. Company officials say 100 more people will be employed in Atlantic after the project is completed. 100 jobs are incented at a qualifying hourly wage of $15.95. Elkhart Plastics makes custom coolers, water tank liners, and other equipment for RVs and boats. Officials have also awarded state tax breaks to a European company that plans to open a biofuels plant at the site of a closed ethanol production facility near Nevada. Verbio is based in Germany. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved state tax benefits in support of the company's plan to produce what is called renewable natural gas. It'll happen at the former Pioneer DuPont cellulosic ethanol facility near Nevada. Verbio has been making biogas since the summer of 2010 in Europe. The process involves fermenting corn stalks to ultimately produce methane. State officials say it will be the company's first facility in North America, and Verbio plans to spend $35 million on the project. The AIDA board is also recommending grant funding for 14 innovative small businesses in Iowa and approved a strategic infrastructure grant, Iowa State University Center for Research and Service, CIRIS, as known. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAM, Ronald Gene Blaine, age 74, of Rancho Cordova, California, died October 11th. Memorial services for Ronald Blaine will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Shirley Schlater, age 83, of Exira, died November 5th at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Shirley Schlater will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Rodine Frakes, age 86, of Audubon and formerly of Goldfield, died last Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Rodine Frakes will be today at 11 o'clock at the Glenwood Cemetery in Goldfield. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Gage Lloyd Ralph Coder, age 23, of Casey, died Tuesday in an automobile accident. A gathering of family and friends for Gage Coder will be held tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Patrick Hyken, age 64, of Iowa City, who was a native of Atlantic, died November 2nd. A private family ceremony for Pat Hyken will be held at the Hyken Family Farm. That'll be followed by a public celebration of life open house tomorrow from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Gay and Seehaw Funeral Home of Iowa City has the arrangements. Mark Edwards, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Mark Edwards will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Jeanette K. Roten, age 78, of Waukee and formerly of Linden, died Tuesday. Services for K. Roten will be Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Major General John Jack Peppers, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jack Peppers will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Harvey Polson, age 92, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Harvey Polson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Jensen, age 92, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ruth Jensen are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Alice McKibben Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Alice Leyland has donated her body to science, and a burial of cremains will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.